Today, officials in Baltimore announced the terms of a federal consent decree to improve policing, nearly 2 years after Freddie Gray died in the back of a police van, sparking protests, riots, and questions about racial bias. This past summer, the Obama Justice Department ordered the reforms in Baltimore, as it has in 14 other police departments, finding that Baltimore police unlawfully stopped and arrested large numbers of people in African-American neighborhoods and often used unnecessary force against them. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh said the agreement is a good start.
We hire our police department to protect and serve our citizens. We know that many of them put their lives on the line, but it's important that every aspect, every individual, every person, regardless of what you think about them, what you thought they might have been doing, everybody deserves respect.
Kenneth Burns is with WYPR in Baltimore. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Robin.
So list some of the things this agreement requires the city to do.
Well, this will require officers to use de-escalation tactics when necessary. They'll require more training of officers, require standards for transporting the people they arrest. And there is a whole section on how to treat sexual assault victims. There has been a reported history in regards to how seriously, or more accurately, how unseriously, some investigators take some of the sexual assault cases.
It also addressing the mentally ill on the streets. Well, what are police saying about these reforms and the fact that the city has to hire a police monitor?
Well, it should be noted that the FOP...
And this is the Fraternal Order of Police. These are the police.
This is the Fraternal Order of Police. Their president, Gene Ryan, put out a statement not too long ago, despite continued assurances by representatives of the Department of Justice that organization would be included in the consent decree negotiations. No request to participate was ever forthcoming, and we were not involved in the process.
Well, so the Fraternal Order of Police, the organization that represents police, may be feeling outside the process, but we understand your police chief is applauding it.
He is applauding it. He was at the news conference today. He called it a path forward for reforms that they began before the civil rights investigation took place.
Now, the Obama Justice Department has pursued civil rights investigations in 25 law enforcement agencies. These resulted in consent decrees in Cleveland, Albuquerque, New Orleans, Seattle. In his confirmation hearing this week, Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions was asked about these kinds of civil rights consent agreements and lawsuits about police use of force. Here's some of what he said.
I think there's concern that good police officers and good departments can be sued by the Department of Justice when you just have individuals within a department who have done wrong. And these lawsuits undermine the respect for police officers and create an impression that the entire department is not in doing their work consistent with fidelity to law and fairness, and we need to be careful before we do that.
So, Kenny, a couple questions. There where you are in Baltimore, are people concerned that a whole department is being painted with the brush that maybe should be applied to just individuals, and that there may be a backlash from that, as some people say they've seen in other cities, police maybe stepping back from enforcement of the law because they feel in jeopardy of liability?
Well, that's hard to say. That was the feeling shortly after the six officers that were charged in Freddie Gray's death. There was that sentiment among the officers. But now, almost 2 years later, we're dealing with different issues. The police union is making hay out of not enough officers on the force to patrol the city. That's number one. And then among the citizens, when the report came out last summer, there was not really a shock as far as what the Justice Department found. It was something that they always believed, they always thought was taking place. And for them, this was really just a confirmation.
Look, we are having a new attorney general come in. Is there a sense in Baltimore that this call for reform and implementing reform got in under the wire?
In a way, it did. In fact, Attorney General Loretta Lynch had addressed what becomes of the agreement. Will there be a possibility that the Justice Department will roll it back? Well, she said, no, this agreement is now a court document. So once the federal judge signs off on it, it's binding. And there's no stepping back from it at that point.
Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned Freddie Gray's death again. The six police officers charged, none were convicted. Your city now, new mayor, new police chief. Is there a sense of moving forward?
There is a sense of moving forward, particularly with the mayor. There is a sense, at least among officials, to move forward and work together and address the systemic issues of crime in Baltimore, not just the issues that everyone knows about in terms of the civil rights violations.
Kenny Burns of WIPR in Baltimore, thank you.
Thank you.